We're joined by a familiar name in eight-man football throughout the area, and Eric Fairchild. Coach Fairchild was recently named the head coach for the Ork Bearcats. Coach, can you tell us about yourself and your stops before landing in Ork?
Oh, you know, I'm really excited to be at Ork. Last year, I was at Bishop LeBlanc and started their eight-man program. And the 3 years before that, I was the head football coach at Southwest Livingston County.
All right, since making the switch to eight-man a few years ago, Ork has had a lot of success. How exciting is it for you to take over a program with so much success in the recent history?
Oh, it's very exciting. There's a lot of talent there. A lot of really good teams even through that area right now. You've got a North Shelby team that's really talented, a Southwest team that went to the state finals last year. There's a lot of good football being played right now, and we're definitely going to do our best to hop into that and see if we can kind of keep the train rolling where it's been with Coach Herzog the last few years.
All right, talk about your coaching style and your approach on the offensive side of the football.
You know, I usually handle most of the offensive stuff. I know Coach Pierce has been doing it the last few years also at Ork, and he will still play a really large role in what we're doing offensively. And I actually just got off the phone with him a little bit ago talking about some things that we want to get done. But I think we'll probably play with tempo. We'll be able to spread the field a little bit. We'll have a lot of positive things that we can do that really accentuate the talents of our kids.
All right, what are the plans on the defensive side of the ball?
Defensively, Coach McGill has ran that, and he will still run that, and I'll leave most of that to him. I would say we'll run a three-man front for the most part, two or three linebackers through most of that, but most of the stuff that happens on the defensive side of the ball, I'll leave up to him for the most part.
What's the roster looking like so far for the Bearcats, and who are some of the playmakers we can expect to see this fall?
You know, it looks really good, and I can't really comment on individuals necessarily. I haven't got to see all of them yet. I'm definitely looking forward to getting to see them on the football field with what we've been dealing with. I haven't had a whole lot of time with them yet. So hopefully we'll be able to really get in and get after it. I know Blake Buchanan's returning as the quarterback. We've got the Wilson kid on the outside that's a really good football player. We've got some freshmen coming in that will also play a huge role. And I don't really want to leave anybody out, but I haven't really gotten to be with them enough to be able to give you a whole lot of names yet.
All right, and finally, what are your goals and expectations for your first season at Ork?
Well, to win, I think, is our expectation right now. We are a very talented football team. We've got a lot of really good players back, and I think we can play with anybody in the state right now, and we just have to get all of our stuff in and get to the point where we can execute.